Good morning, everybody. Chuck Gines here, documenting the human experience, just one man in search of the true and the good and the beautiful. Maybe I'm not just one man anymore. We have some pretty good loyal subscribers and fellow like-minded free thinkers that have been on this channel for a while, but we are in search of the true, the good, and the beautiful. Today is July 2nd, 2023. Hope everybody is having a safe and glorious Independence Day weekend. I have something that I want to share with all of you today that I just about guarantee I'm about to put things together here and present them to you like you have not been seen either in the mainstream media or in my fellow what we call the new media. I haven't seen anybody do this here. It's usually people are carrying water for one team or another. But we're going to look at some things here that's pretty bombshell, pretty exclusive. If you support the new media and you see the value in what personalities like myself do, I have been a independent journalist and a political pundit for 22 years now. And if you appreciate the work that we do, please consider kicking in a dollar or two into the super chat for a coffee. Or you can sign up to a membership over on chuckgines.com for $4.99 a month. And that is what the funding is here. I don't have any sponsors. I don't even get a lot of most of my videos, or a lot of my videos are demonetized or minimally monetized or whatever the case may be. So I really depend on the viewers of this. So if you find benefit from that, let's have a mutually beneficial exchange. Just a dollar or two will be quite fine. Dwayne Lawson, how are you this morning? I am assuming I am live and well. This is going to, I'm actually quite proud of myself here. And it's amazing that we don't find this information. For example, so what we're talking about here today is the audio tape and the transcript inside of the indictment of Donald Trump in New Jersey, allegedly, but we're going to, it's alleged, but pretty sure he was showing classified documents to people. And what we don't hear anybody talking about is who were these people, and I think I figured it out. And who were these people who might be turning on Trump? I think two of these there were four other people in the room with him that day. I'm going to go through I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to speculate who some of these people are. And then we're going to take a look at Mark Meadows' book that was written, and we're going to start connecting some dots here. Good morning, Sean. Good to see you. So let's set the stage of where we're at here. So he's at his, I believe it's a resort or a club up in New Jersey, and there's a publisher and a writer and two members of Trump's staff who were all in the room. And the reason that the writers are there is because they're doing a biography on Mark Meadows, okay? It's supposed to be an autobiography, but that's a whole nother side. He's having a ghostwriter write his autobiography. But anyway, so there's four people in the room, and then we get the audio tape, and we can which is even more in depth than the transcript, which, by the way, the transcript is incorrect, actually, on a word which we'll get to in a minute. So he's talking with these people, interview for a book for Mark Meadows, and what they're talking about here is a news article that was in the can't remember where it was at, but anyway, it was claiming that Trump was wanting to attack Iran all the time, and General Milley was always having to talk Trump out of this. It was the report, and Trump disputes this, and Trump's probably right on this. And claims that, no, it was General Milley and these guys that were always war-hawking and trying to get me to attack Iran, and I wouldn't do it. He's probably right on that, okay? But that's the scenario here. So what Trump does, now, if you believe very lazy journalists and propaganda mills such as Tim Pool, and you decide yourself who's giving you a better report here, okay? Tim Pool's echo chamber conclusion here is that Donald Trump was not showing these people a classified document, But to Tim Pool and those type of people, the most obvious and most clear and concise conclusion is that Trump was actually showing them plans to build a golf course. Okay? So that's the kind of journalism you get over at Tim Pool. We're going to be a little bit more mature. We're going to be a little more objective. We're going to be a little bit more honest in what we're going to have here. So there were four other people in the room, and journalists today are acting as if and I'm talking the right wing, the left wing, the new media. No one's talking about these people in the room. Everybody's acting as if this audio tape exists in isolation, and as if Jack Smith is going to walk in, hit the play button on a 2-minute tape, shut it off, and say, "Oh, there you go, he's guilty." That's not how things are going to go on here. There were four other people in the room, possibly five. Okay. There are two audio tapes. One of the audio tapes of this, and Trump voluntarily, knowingly was on audio tape here. Well, I decided to look and see, I actually came across two names, Louise Burke and Kate Hartson, and All Seasons Press. Okay. So I went and found that indeed All Seasons, so it's not a mystery who published Mark's book is out, and we're going to take a look at page 6. We're going to take a look at page 6 of Mark Meadows' book, and we're going to look at the audio and the transcript of what was said, and you tell me. This is big. But more so, who is possibly going to be testifying against Trump, because it's not going to be just the audio tape there. Very disappointing to Tim Pool and Sean Hannity, who want to act as if it's just an audio tape, and that's not the case here. There are four people in the room, and I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that either Louise Burke and or Kate Hutchinson together, either when the documents thing came up in the news, voluntarily went to the FBI and the DOJ with this stuff. Or in the course of the investigation, their names came up and they were contacted by DOJ. One of those two probably happened. They very well could have turned Trump in. One or two of these people are going to be testifying, if these are indeed the people, and I think they are going to be testifying. And they're going to more than likely say, no, that was a classified document. It was marked classified. If you think Jack Smith is going to walk in there without that, I would be highly surprised. But that, unfortunately, is how the news media is actually handling this. So the book was published by this All Seasons Press, and I'm going to go out on a limb. I don't have 100% confirmation on this, but I think I'm right. I think the two people that were in the room from All Seasons Press was Louise Burke and Kate Hartson. These are names that I actually got off of Keith Olbermann, if you can believe that. So I start walking things backwards from there. Margot Martin, more than likely, is another person that was in the room and also is in possession of another audio tape. There were two audio tapes, possibly a video. We'll get to that in a little bit. There were two audio tapes. Margot Martin, who was the director of communications for Trump's Save America PAC, and probably still is, has a copy of this tape, had his own audio recording. The other person has been identified as Liz Harrington, okay, Trump's press spokesman. The reason they're saying that is Liz has a very distinctive laugh, and there's a very distinctive laugh on the tape. So those are Trump staffers, and we'll put them over here, and we're going to focus in on the all press people here. So I want to read something to you. Well, first of all, let's go through this little deal here. And Trump says, you guys have all heard it. So Trump is saying that look at this. Here's what he's saying. He's saying that Milley and the Defense Department wrote this up for me and presented it to me. That's what he says in the tape. He's not saying, hey, check out these plans for a new Caddyshack on my golf course. He's not saying, hey, check out this New York Times article. He's saying, look at this. This was drawn up by Milley and the Department of Defense and presented to me. Look, look. Right? That's what he's saying. Okay. He's also saying that, now here's the weird thing. And I'm going to get to this, and I've said this multiple times before, and then we'll get to the book. Because, and I can't make it out on the audio either. But he's asked a question here. Okay, let's go to this here. And also, there's a mistake in the transcript. And I'll correct that here as well. So, okay, here he is. This was done by the military and given to me. Obviously, it's not, I can't pick up what somebody asks a question, and I'm going to speculate what that question, because he's going to respond to it. He says, this was done by the military and given to me. I think we can probably, right? So he's responding in this little thing here. This was done by the military and given to me. He's showing, this was done by the military. That's what he says. This was done by the military and given to me. So Tim Pool must like money more than truth, because to say that the most obvious thing is that this was a building plan for a new ball wash at his golf course. No, he says this was done by the military and given to me. Okay. Somebody else says something. I can't pick it up. I think we can probably, right? Can probably what? Let's staffer, maybe a staffer. Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that one of these people from the press company, from the publishing company, is saying, can we use that in the book? And we're going to read the book here in a minute. It would make sense. And again, I'm going out on a limb. I'm speculating that one of these people from All Seasons Press was asking him, hey, can we use that in the book, the Mark Meadows book? A staffer says then, okay, so I think we can probably, right? So he's talking to a staffer, probably Margot Martin, maybe Liz. We don't know. But the staffer replies, I don't know. We'll have to see. Yeah, we'll have to try to, and then Trump cuts in, declassify it. Staffer comes in and says, figure out, yeah. Trump comes in. See, as president, I could have declassified it. Staffer laughter. Sounds like Liz Harrington laughing. Trump, now I can't, you know, but this is still a secret, is what the transcript says. But actually on the audio tape, it's classified. Listen close. Now I can't, you know, but this is still classified. That's what it actually says on the audio tape. Staffer, yeah, laughter again. Now we have a problem. Don't know why she said that. Trump, this is interesting. Okay, so let's just take that and put it aside here. And now let's take a look at the book. Let's look at page 6 of Mark Meadows' book. And go give Tim Pool hell, would you, for passing this kind of crap on. Griffin, thank you so much, bro. Thank you. This is no one is doing this. If you are here and you're listening to this, no one's put this stuff together like this. I did this out in a field out in the middle of a New Mexico desert. This is how much the media fails everybody. Again, if you appreciate the efforts of the new media like myself, please kick in a buck or two. So page 6 of Mark Meadows' book has the following quotes. The president recalls a 4-page report typed up by Mark Milley himself. This is in the book now. The president recalls a 4-page report typed by Mark Milley himself. It contained the general's own plan to attack Iran, deploying massive numbers of troops, something he urged the Trump to do more than once during his presidency. President Trump denied those requests every time. I would love to debate Tim Pool anytime on his wacky conclusion that the most obvious thing here is that Trump was showing either a newspaper article or building plan for a golf course. Okay, whatever you say, man. So let's read this again. This is really important stuff here. The president recalls, does he? He's doing more and then recalling in the audio and on the transcript. You see what I'm saying here? We're connecting dots here. The president recalls a four-page report typed by Mark Milley himself. Here's Trump. Here's Trump in the transcript. This was done by the military and given to me. Recalls a report typed by Mark Milley himself. Right? He says in here it was Milley and they gave it to me. See his really? Wow. The book is recounting an incident where he recalls is the verbiage they use, and he recalls a four-page report. Well, in this audio and on this transcript, it's more than just recalls. He's actually showing them this four-page report typed by Mark Milley himself. It contained the general's plan to attack Iran. So this is a classified strategy to attack Iran that he's showing, right? Obviously, to attack Iran, deploying massive numbers of troops, something he urged President Trump to do more than once during his presidency. And of course, as they're saying, President Trump denied those requests every time. So there was a controversy, right? Wow, you tell me what's going on here. We're connecting Mark Meadows' book with the transcript. We know who published the book, All Seasons Press. And we're looking at Louise Burke and Kate Hartson, who are silent. We don't know anything about these people. We don't know if they're on the witness list. It'd be nice to get a hold of that. It'd be nice to hear from these people. And I'm going to go out on a limb, and it was one of these people, if indeed these are, and I believe Keith Olbermann is onto something here. If these people are, I would imagine it was one of these two people that either voluntarily came forward with their audio tape to the DOJ upon, because here's why. So you're just civilians. You work for a publishing company, right? You work for All Seasons Press. You're interviewing Donald Trump. For the book, from the Mark Meadows book. Here, this ding-dong shows you classified documents, right? So you leave kind of like, oh, man, you know, because you know you're not supposed to look at those, right? So you might be kind of like troubled at that point. So then sometime later, all this documents thing comes up in the news, and you're one of these people, and you're like, oh, shit, I could get in trouble, right? I have evidence. Oh man, we got him on audio tape. We better come forward. That very well could be the case. And these are two people. So it's not just going to be Jack Smith with an audio tape. It's going to be one or even all four of these people. we'll have to see. So that's one scenario that could have possibly happened. Another one is that Jack, in his investigation, these people's names came up, and then they contacted them, and then they cooperated. Doesn't that sound like some of that is gonna play out here? I'm pretty darn sure. So who leaked? Well, unfortunately, Bill O'Reilly and his disingenuousness pinned it for sure on the DOJ. I'm not saying it wasn't the DOJ, but there's two separate audio tapes, right? One is in the possession of Margot Martin. The other one is owned by All Seasons Press, right? So they have a copy. Margot Martin has his own copy. Trump now has a copy, right? Turn that over, motion discovery. Trump has a copy, and of course the DOJ has a copy. So any of these people could have leaked the tape. My speculation here, and again, it's speculation, I could be totally wrong, is that Trump leaked the tape himself. Because that's what Trump does. He likes to get out in front of things. What do you guys think of that, man? That on page 6 of Mark Meadows' book is a description of this meeting in the room. And in the book, they're not talking about Trump recalls some plans to build a golf ball washer at his new golf resort or whatever. I'm being sarcastic there. You know what I'm saying? That's not what the book says. And it's more than recalls, right? Huh? I was just thinking. We were just talking about it. Trump recalls. Well, Millie, let me see that. I'll show you an example. He said that I wanted to attack Iran. Isn't that amazing? I have a big pile of papers. And he did. He had a lot of different papers on his desk. There's no doubt about it. This thing just came up. Look, this was him. This was this. They presented me this. This is off the record, but they presented me this. This was him. This was the Defense Department and him. The president, this is out of Mark Meadows' book, page 6. The president recalls a 4-page report typed by Mark Milley himself. It contained the general's own plan to attack Iran, deploying mass numbers of troops, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Wow. One of the writers, supposedly, this could be wrong, but one of the writers says, wow. Trump says, we looked at some. This was him. This wasn't done by me. This was him. Oh, it's not a plan. You didn't write the plan for your golf course? Tim Pool. Come on, dude. All sorts of, I can't believe 1.5 million subscribers, you guys spend your time over there, huh? Wow, what a disservice that asshole does. All sorts of stuff. Pages long. Yeah, about 4 pages long, isn't it? Look, wait a minute. Let me see. Laughter. Ha ha. I just found. Isn't that amazing? This totally wins my case, you know. His case, the argument between who was telling who to attack Iran, right? Except it's like highly confidential. Stafford, huh, yeah. Secret. This is secret information. Again, I'm paraphrasing Tim Pool. The most obvious and clear-cut explanation is that Trump was showing plans to build a golf course here. By the way, isn't that incredible? Yeah, the staffer says. I was just thinking, because we were talking about it. And, you know, he said he wanted to attack Iran. This was done by the military and given to me. Wow. So here we have, and I would imagine the book is going to be admitted as evidence, too. And while these guys, the Tim Pools, the Sean Hannitys, the Newsmaxes, the Trumps of the world, will win the court of public opinion amongst their diehard Kool-Aid drinking cult worshipers. But this is not going to pan out in court at all. He's in big trouble. Alan Dershowitz caved. Alan Dershowitz, finally, who's been carrying the water the whole time, last night or the night before, was like, yeah, this is bad. This is really serious. Now, here's the sad thing. If you are someone who... We're gonna do a live stream on how to consume news information because people have been asking about this. And here's the sad thing: I have to spend what I'm giving you here is about 6 hours worth of work, believe it or not, because in order to and most people don't have time to do this, right? In order to actually figure out what's going on, you almost have to listen to everybody because everybody's gonna give you a little. Like Keith Olbermann gave me these two names. Nobody else gave me the potential names of who it was from the All Seasons Press that was there. Not Megyn Kelly, not Mike Gallagher, not Dan Bongino, not MSNBC, not Rachel Maddow, not Amy Goodman, not Tim Pool, not the Damage Report. Nobody, right? You get that one little nugget from Keith Olbermann, boom, which leads me, now I start looking. I find New York Times articles, find the book, read the book. Whoa, right there on page 6, that's what journalism is. That's what investigative journalism is. But it's just amazing to me that nobody is talking about this, and the entire right-wing echo chamber is acting as if, and Megyn Kelly's an attorney, right? They're acting as if this audio tape is somehow in isolation, that it's going to be Trump's word against an audio tape, which could convict him in itself. So let's look at some of Trump's why there might be a video out there. You got to watch Trump. You got to watch Trump's speech. For example, when Trump sent out on his message board, True Social, whatever it is, would somebody please tell Jack Smith and his family and friends, Why would you mention the guy's family? It's a dog whistle for his people to hassle them. It's what it is. So Trump says that he never even, he hasn't seen the audio. Well, you don't see audio. You see video. you can't see audio. It's audible through the ears. He's confusing his senses. So there might be even a tape out there. But let's take a look. So Brett Baer does an interview, and he says he doesn't have a document, right? Then later that night, he says it was covered. He was covered under the Presidential Records Act. Now, let's just take a look at these two statements. He tells Brett Baer, and Britt Hume said that ain't going to fly in court, and people got mad at Britt, right? So some of the more intellectually honest right-wingers are telling you the truth here. Not Tim Pool. Holy shit, I lost my train of thought totally. Let me take some questions. I'll get back on it. Tim Pool is just smart enough to never debate you. Oh, he ain't going to debate me, dude. He knows it would shatter his financial empire and empty-headed people who say, no, dude, he would never come on with somebody like me. And then I went over there and I was watching just to see, because this guy wasn't on my radar. Somebody brought up, and I wanted to see what was going on over there. And I guess he's always in like a squabble with the damage report. Some Jewish guy, Sam something over there, or whatever the case may be. And I watched a little bit of that, and I thought to myself, wow, is this where people are spending their time? Because this is like a grade school fucking soap opera. This has no bearing or relevance about the important things of the world. And it's about that food fight. You know, name calling and all that shit. And I really, really seriously, you guys got more time than I have, apparently, because I don't know why you would spend time over there. There's no news over there. It's bullshit. And so I've added Tim Pool to my list of things to watch when I want to find out what the nut jobs on the right are saying. Just like I watch Amy Goodman. Democracy Now, if I want to know what the far left has to say, I go check that out. So now Tim is now on my radar as somebody of my smorgasbord of news stuff that I take in just to see what the wackos are saying. But what a disservice, you know. And I don't know why you spend your time over there. There's unless you're into that petty politics of mud, you know, one up you on personal insults and all that kind of shit. But that's to say that, and again, Tim Pool was echoing Megyn Kelly. It's just an echo fucking chamber. What you just got from me here is fresh. As far as I know, I just showed and connected things that I did myself here this morning. This is not good for Trump. And here's the thing. That's what I was talking about. So because everybody only listens to their own side, there are millions or kajillions of people that have no idea that Rudy Giuliani came in and made a deal last week. They don't know that. All they do is they watch Mike Savage. They watch a little bit of Fox. They watch Tim Pool, right? And they never watch Keith Olbermann because he's the enemy. You don't want to ever look at that, right? They never watch and see what Rachel Maddow has. No, they don't do that. They got their little echo chambers, so they have no fucking clue what's going on. They have no clue about any of this information whatsoever because that's the only thing that they consume. Same thing on the left. People want their confirmation biases fulfilled. But to me, this is pretty important stuff. It's also interesting that the transcript is incorrect. I don't know if Tim told you that or not, but the transcript is incorrect. And I think the reason the transcript is incorrect is because the audio tape that we are listening to is not the same audio tape that they used to do this transcript, possibly. I'm just merely speculating here. But Trump did not say, now I, when he's talking about, see, as president, I could have declassified it. Now I can't, you know. But this is still, the transcript says, secret. If you listen to the audio tape, he says, classified. The other bit of misinformation promoted by Tim Pool and the right-wing echo chamber is that there's some sort of foul play going on here because the document in question being talked about in this audio tape is not amongst the documents in the indictment, therefore, blah. Huh. This, again, is bullshit. This is not in here. The only reason this is being brought up down in Florida and why this is included is to show that Trump was knowingly in possession of classified documents to support the rest of the case. So they don't need to have this document. Again, these are people grasping at straws, trying to carry Trump for water. They are not looking for the true, the good, and the beautiful. They're not doing that. And he's in big trouble, and I would like to see if I'm correct. Let's see if I'm correct on who these people are. But you tell me, man. Reading Mark Meadows' book on page 6, and they're talking about some document. They're saying Trump is recalling it, right? Because they're told this is off the record, right? It's off the record, and he's asked something here. I think we probably can, right? Can what? Let them use it. I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll have to try to declassify it, right? Trump knows he can't let them have it because it's a classified document. See, as president, I could have declassified it, and then you young ladies could use it in your book. But I can't. Now, this is still classified. You know what, Tim? You know what makes total sense? Exactly what I'm saying. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever that he is showing these people newspaper articles, plans to build a golf course. You really, really have to do some pretzel twisting to get there. What do you guys think about that? If you appreciate the new media, please support my efforts by either contributing to the Super Chat or by signing up to ChuckGines.com. Membership area where I have more podcasts. I only got 8 or 9 up there right now, but there will be a lot more over there. A lot of them are replays of live streams that I've done here that are on topics and subject matter that are pretty much not allowed to be discussed here, such as race and IQ. We just did one on the affirmative action decision, which looks like there's some loopholes in that. But anyway, I have a podcast over there. Again, the thing that nobody was talking about was race and IQ. Totally relevant to affirmative action in college admissions, but nobody will talk about it. But isn't it amazing that nobody is talking about or asking, hey, who are these people in the room and what are they going to say? It's as if all of these right-wingers are acting as if there's just an audio tape in isolation. And no, there's people that are going to testify. What about Liz Harrington? I know she's still working for Trump, but maybe she'll... like I said, she's been pretty much positively identified through her laugh. It's pretty a distinct laugh. Liz Harrington was in the room. And from what I'm understanding, Margo Martin, who was the deputy, or maybe still be the deputy director of communications for Trump's Save America PAC, was also in the room and also had his own audio recording of the event. You know, we have to be informed. Our democracy, our republic is totally contingent on a free and honest media because we cannot make good decisions. Well, it also requires a moral people, right? You have these Trump people who are willing to jettison every scruple, every moral, every standard, and just toss it underneath the bus. I'm not joking about this, man. These people are suffering from nose pathology, a term brought forth by Eric Voglin, the great political philosopher who wrote Hitler and the Germans, great book that you need to read. Because if you want to get into and everybody likes to compare people to Hitler, and I'm not just ad hominem throwing this off the cuff. This is actually really serious. It has to do with what do you need? What are the ingredients for something like the Nazi movement? What do you need for that? And having God on your side is a good thing. That's one of the ingredients of that stew. Having a very charismatic savior, archetypal figure, cult of personality is one of those things. So when you go into all this, the other thing is you need these people to have a very good case of nose pathology, which is the ability to look at evil. Tim Pool, here's an example of nose pathology. To look at this information and willfully be blind to what is happening here and claim that this is obviously a plan to overhaul his golf course. That is an example of nose pathology. To know that Trump intentionally lied about the presidential election being stolen and to still willfully follow him is nose pathology. It is a moral sickness. Voltaire warned us that people who are easily convinced of absurdities are easily convinced to commit atrocities. These are not fucking cliches. These are not just bleh, little cute quotes on Facebook. These are little encapsulations of the human condition and the human nature and of history. Of history. These are people that would think that Miss Babbitt was murdered at the cop, you know, just all kinds of being able to look clearly at what is true and deny it is a case of nose pathology. And that's what these people have. And it's evil. It's not just a differing opinion. It's evil. It's profit driven. You think Tim Pool really believes it was a, come on, man. Even the person he was copying off in Megyn Kelly, that's where he got it from. Megyn Kelly had a former staffer of Trump's on that was putting that proposition forth. And Megyn Kelly wasn't buying it either. Doesn't sound like golf plans. Well, of course it's not golf plans, man. It's not golf plans. He was showing classified documents. It's not the only instance that they have. They have a whole nother, we'll get into what that lady's name is. Another lady at another instant was showing a battle, a current war scenario map or something like that was classified. That's what he was doing. But the whole point that why Jack Straw put this in the indictment, Jack Straw, that's a Grateful Dead song. Jack Straw from Wichita laid his body down. Ding. That's a good song, huh? Anyway. Wow, man. This incident, this interview is in the Mark Meadows book. And again, did you guys know that Giuliani's cutting a deal? Did you guys know that he voluntarily went in? I think it's called a proffer agreement. He went in with his attorney. It's going to come unraveled, people. And you're all going to be shocked and amazed. And let me tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to make a prediction that there's a January 6th indictment coming down real quick. And Trump is not going to survive this. And more than likely, Trump's going to go to jail. Here's why. Let's take Petraeus, for example, who I believe was showing his girlfriend some classified stuff or formal classified stuff about some military action over in Iraq. He received a light sentence for that. And people like Tim Pool say, see, it's no big deal. Well, here's the difference there. All of those cases that people bring up, who was the guy that was stuffing the documents? Sandy Berger. I mean, that's another guy that got kind of a slap on the wrist for that kind of stuff. But these people admitted their crimes and took plea bargains. They didn't force the government to go through all of this shit. What usually happens, most people would be taking a plea bargain on this, and Trump's not going to. If he is found guilty, he's going to go to jail because they punish you for making everybody go through this shit when you should have just took a deal. And there's some hefty sentences here. So what's going to happen is Trump's going to get in trouble, and you're going to see a lot of violence from the mega cult. January 6th was just a warm up. You're going to see violence. What's probably going to be reported is that Jack Smith and his family are probably, if not already, shall be receiving death threats. They'll be hassling his kids at school. That's what they do. That's what people do. It's not a left or right thing. That's what people do. The people on the left do that shit to Tim Pool. Right? That's what people do. But this is going to be really bad, and these people are going to get violent. And they have no idea you know, it was like the January 6th. These guys were actually taking delight and pride as if it was moral virtue to not watch the hearings so you can be as ignorant as fuck. How is that good that you didn't watch any of the hearings? I mean, they were really, man, I'm virtuous, man. I have even less information. Wow. Wow. So, there you go. What do you guys think of that? Come on, man. This is pretty bombshelly. Let's hear what you have to say. What do you think? What do you think about what was written in Mark Meadows' book in juxtaposed against the audio transcript? Do you think that Tim Pool is correct and that the most obvious and most plausible conclusion is that Trump was showing newspaper articles or a plan to put a ball wash at his golf course? I'm being sarcastic. A little bit. What do you think is more plausible? Or do you think, does common sense kind of force you down that, Ding Dong was showing classified documents to people? And then do you double down on your nose pathology and say, yeah, but so what, Hillary Clinton and Bill Biden in the sock drawer, Mark Levin, right? You double down on that? Or are you really a moral person and you say, you know what, man, as much as I supported Trump, my morals, my sense of ethics, my love of the Republican Constitution forbid me to support the man. And that's really what we're witnessing here. Who's moral and who's not? This is high level spirituality. Who's morally good and who ain't? And these cult followers are very dangerous people. They think they have God on their side. The BBC just did a little thing, man. These are very frightening people. These are Christian nationalists, and they will kill you and they will hurt you, and they will do it in the name of Jesus. They will commit atrocities. They will not recognize them as atrocities because they will feel that they are right and have Jesus on their side. And that's the problem with this. Very dangerous. I hate Trump. I can't believe the shit this guy has done. The constant lies. The people that have gone, Babbitt shot because she believes this fool. She deserved to be shot. We're going to go Monday morning. We're going to check that out. I got some really good audios that we're going to listen to. And hopefully Coy Griffin. So here's my thing with Coy Griffin. He hasn't responded to anything, so I don't think he's going to come. But I'm honest with Coy. I have a lot of respect and admiration for Coy for two things. Coy Griffin is the founder of Cowboys for Trump, okay, here in New Mexico. I'm watching him and his merry band because those are the Christian nationalists in my area. And I'm watching them. I don't care if they know. They know. They flip me shit whenever I go to their things. But I'm gonna go to their things, and these are the people that are going to get violent. They're gonna get violent sometime here, and I wanna document that. So that's my little local cult following of Trump. I have respect, and here's something that I'm not going to do. I don't demonize people because people are a mixed bag. I have a lot of respect and admiration for Coy Griffin for two things. Back during the COVID mandates, he was the only guy that I was watching that was not just merely bitching on Facebook about how unfair it is. He was actually doing acts of civil disobedience in that he was walking into stores and hotels and wherever not wearing a mask and recording that on Facebook. And kudos to Coy for that. That's what hundreds of thousands of people needed to do the same thing rather than rolling over. So I have admiration for him. Secondly, he was arrested and charged for trespassing or something. He didn't go into the Capitol. But anyway, he was held in solitary confinement for, I believe, 2 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. And again, somebody, when I was in the Navy, I did a couple, 3 days bread and water in an isolation tank. I've been to county jail a number of times and have some idea of what it is like to lose your freedoms, to be alone in isolation. And he did that for what he believed in. And I have respect and admiration for Coy Griffin for those things. On the other side, I also firmly believe that the cheese has fallen off the cracker with Coy Griffin. I think he's a lunatic. I think he's a cult worshiper. So both of those things, and hopefully I can get him on at some point to speak about Ashley Babbitt and the stolen election. Just to get into the mind of a cult member of how they get to those silly they listen to Tim Pool, I guess. What do you guys think here? Is my chat not working? I can't believe nobody has anything to say. Come on, you got something to say. You have to. Again, if you support the efforts of the new media, like myself, the Chuck Jines podcast, feel free to kick in a couple bucks on the super chat or head over to chuckjines.com and become a monthly member over there where there's a lot more content. What do you guys think of that? Number one, let me go through it again. Number one, there's a mistake in the transcript. There's a mistake in the transcript on page 16 where it says, Trump says, now I can't, you know, but this is still a secret. What he actually says is, now I can't, you know, but this is still classified. That's what the audio tape says. Why there's that discrepancy, I don't know. The other thing is that I am going to go out on a limb and I'm going to give the names of the four people that were in the room in New Jersey when Trump was showing classified documents. Two of them were from All Seasons Press. I am speculating All Seasons Press. Well, All Seasons Press is indeed who published the Mark Meadows book. The two people that were there interviewing Trump for the Mark Meadows books are more than likely Louise Burke and Kate Hartson. Both of these people were in the room. More than likely, I'm speculating that these were two of the people that were in the room. The other two people were staffers of Trump. More than likely, Margot Martin, former or maybe still director, deputy director of communications for the Trump Save America PAC. And through her laughter, people have identified that the person laughing hysterically on the tape is Liz Harrington. Trump press spokesman. I believe she's running his campaign, maybe not officially. So these people were more than likely in the room. I'm going to speculate that at least two of these people have testified and are going to testify against Donald Trump and are going to confirm. So what we will have is we'll have an audio tape. We'll have the Mark Meadows book. And we'll have anywhere between one and four people, because I bet maybe Liz will fold. I bet Mr. Martin will fold. I mean, when you get pulled into this shit, and jail time is staring you in the face, people start to chirp, right? But we're going to see one to four of these people, okay? So it's not just an audio tape. It's not Trump's word against an audio tape. It's an audio tape and as many as four people who are going to testify that these were indeed. And it's almost for certain. Jack Smith is not a fool. This is coming. He's got these people. He's got all of his ducks in a row. And when Trump, like I said, Trump is going to look good to his cult following in the court of public opinion, and they're going to be absolutely devastated and shocked when this does not turn out like they think it's going to turn out, because it's not. The evidence is very, very compelling. Like I said, even Dersh, the old Dersh folded. I don't like Alan Dershowitz at all, ever since his little run-in with Norman Finkelstein and what he did with that. But anyway, you know, more sensible minds, Megyn Kelly wasn't buying this is a plan to build a golf course. She wasn't buying that. Good to see, right? Whereas like Sean Hannity is carrying the water, Tim Pool's carrying the water, Mark Levin, all of these guys are water carriers for the Trump bullshit. You know, I'm really excited to see what sort of deal Giuliani. I can't believe it, but you know Giuliani is front and center with this fake elector thing. See, the coup attempt is more than the attack on. Here's the other thing: the right wing. They're thinking of this coup attempt, this attempt to maintain power and hang on to power and resist the peaceful transfer of power. They think that it's solely the attack on the Capitol. That's not really the nuts and bolts of it. It's part of it, but it's the pressure that Giuliani and Trump were giving to other government officials down in Georgia and Arizona. It's that pressure to overturn the election. And it was the conspiracy to get these fake electors in line to go ahead and steal the election. That's the nuts and bolts on this. And Giuliani's up to his eyebrows in this. So for some reason, Giuliani voluntarily came in under a profit agreement, is what is called, which is kind of it's not quite immunity, but it borders on it. It's an agreement that if you're telling the truth here and you give us anything good, we won't use what we say against you. So Giuliani has voluntarily gone in to talk to the DOJ on this just last week. And Mark Meadows also came in, and which means if you look at how Jack Smith has been doing this, he had the fake electors come in, right? Now he's getting in real close. Then you have Mark Meadows. Now Giuliani getting real close to an indictment here. So Trump is not going to survive this. There's just no way. There are legitimate indictments out there. The documents one, absolutely. The only thing I can possibly see, we're a long way from a conviction here, and everybody has their day in court. But in my opinion, the only way Trump escapes this is two things. Judge Cannon puts her thumb on the scale, or they have a jury person. Now, here's another thing that's developed. They've had this indictment, and now they just sent out some more subpoenas. I'm speculating here. One of the reasons why they might be doing this is something came up. Uh-oh. Is somebody tampering with witnesses? Is somebody... I'm speculating, but for some reason, new subpoenas have been issued in this indictment as of this past week. Could be other reasons, but it also could be that there's witness intimidation going on. That could very well could be a reason why there's new, and we'll have to see. But that's not out of Trump's ballpark. That's what he kind of does. So if there's jury tampering or a Judge Cannon puts her thumb on the scale, you know, things could go sideways. Barring that, I don't see how the man makes it. And that's just this one indictment. He's going to be indicted down in Georgia. And looks like a January 6th indictment is coming. And there's no way he's going to make it. There's absolutely no way. Nor should he. What do you guys think of that? Bob is the only one. Mr. Griffin here, $4.99. Thank you so much for that super chat. It really means a great deal. Sean, you still here? Mr. Lawson, you still here? Bob, are you still here? Is there any Tim Pool subscribers here who actually think Tim is more on to something than I am? When you weigh out the Chuck Giants podcast and what I just presented here, and you juxtapose that with Tim Pool's idea that it was more than likely a building plan for a golf course, which one of those you think probably closer to the truth, huh? What a shame. Tim Pool actually angers me. People who spread lies so they can make money are really high on my list of like pieces of shit in the world. You think you lie to all those people. Look at the damage in the world. The damage in the world space. The damage to the matrix. The damage that you do every time you fucking lie. Just so you maintain your subscribers and your income. Wow. No respect whatsoever. Tim, I will debate you anytime. Anytime. Live. I prefer to go live rather than pre-recorded because I don't trust you. I will debate you anytime on the stolen documents and the stolen election. Anytime. Or the Babbitt. Anything having to do with this stuff, I will debate you anytime. Just like Rush Limbaugh with half my brain tied behind my back. Absolutely. Absolutely. What a disservice you do to people. Hope you enjoy that money. Because that's what you do it for. You do it for influence, and you do it for money. Just like Sean Hannity, just like Tucker Carlson. These are morally degenerate people who put their money and their ideologies above the Constitution, the Republic, and the American people. It infuriates me. So that's my deal here. I think I just did something pretty unique. Again, Louise Burke, Kate Hartson, I'm going to speculate, are the two people from All Seasons Press that were witnesses to Trump more than likely illegally showing. Oh, here's another myth. Here's another myth. Let me bust another one. A lot of these people run around saying that Trump is covered under the Presidential Records Act. I'm sorry, he's not. And there's really no arguing about this. The president can never, a president can declassify what he wants to declassify. But a president can never change a government document, such as a war plan. Even if he declassifies it, he cannot make it personal. He can't do that. So he's not covered under the Presidential Records Act, being in possessions of these, whether they were classified or not classified. They belong to the people. They don't. He can keep his letters with Rocket Man, right? I love it when he was doing Rocket Man. Trump can keep that. That's covered under the Presidential Records Act. You cannot keep a war plan put out by the Defense Department and General Milley. Whether you declassified it or didn't declassify it, when the archive says, hey, bro, get that shit back, you have to give it back, dude. It's not complicated here. It's just not. Trump likes to bring up the Clinton, Bill Clinton and his tapes in the sock drawer cases if that's a parallel. Again, no, it's not even close to parallel. First of all, that case had to do with a civil action. There's no crime involved here. That was Justice Watch or whatever that political action group. That was a civil action. It had nothing to do with crimes. The other thing was that case was centered around the nature of personal papers. This case is centered around classified. It's not even. But anyway, unfortunately, everybody lies. Mr. Lawson, I think you are totally correct. Evidence on Trump is overwhelming. He is done. I just wish the same effort would be put into the Biden. It is crime syndicate. They all need to go to jail. Let me tell you, and I said this days after Biden was elected, when they are done with him, they are going to use the same thing all of us have been complaining about, the Hunter laptop, the embezzlement, the money laundering, all of that stuff. They're going to use it to get rid of Biden themselves. And you're starting to see that now. I don't think Biden is going to be the candidate for the Democratic Party. And I don't think Trump is going to be the candidate for the Republican Party. I could be totally wrong, but I don't think that's going to happen. And I agree with you, man. I agree. Those people need to pay too. But if they don't, that does not mean Trump should walk too. This is not good thinking. This is not good morals. This is basic, man. Two wrongs don't make a right. It is a mute argument. That's like saying one guy got away with robbing a bank, so we won't ever prosecute anybody for robbing a bank. I mean, we don't roll like that. But I agree with you. The Bidens need to be held to account. But when I weigh out now, though, I mean, Jared Kushner got $2 billion fucking dollars from the Saudis 6 months after he left office. I mean, again, it wasn't money laundering or anything, but it's elbow running, good old boy, fucking rich boy shit that all these guys do, you know? So anyway, when I look at the Biden's money laundering and influence peddling and pay to play and all that kind of shit that they did that's illegal and bad, when I look at that compared to what Trump has done, there's really no comparison. Lying, knowingly planning as part of a strategy, right? As Steve Bannon said on an audio tape 3 days before the 2020 election, speaking to some Chinese business people, that Trump's strategy was to lie about the stolen election, to use the very natural phenomenon that later in the night when they count votes, the Democrats are going to get more of those. Everybody knew that always happens. There was nothing unusual there. But as Steve Bannon said in the audio tape, that Trump was going to use that phenomenon as part of his strategy to knowingly lie and deceive the American people that the election was stolen. Now, if you listen to Newsmax and Tim Pool, you have no idea that that tape exists. I've played it and read it here, right? That is very serious that that man did that. Even more serious after that is then conspiring to thwart the peaceful transfer of power. Never been done before here in America. Never, never. And pressuring officials, lying, sending people on the Capitol, which ended in a lot of people going to jail, a lot of people injured, and Mrs. Babbitt dead. That's where that got you. And that's very, very serious. He has undermined our republic, which is more serious than money laundering to me. And I'm not saying I don't want them prosecuted. I'm just saying when I weigh these on the scale, I'm personally far more interested in the Trump hoaxes than I am the Bidens. But I definitely want them prosecuted. But, you know, look for Kennedy to possibly be the wild card here. Because I think both sides are looking for an off-ramp. I think a lot of the Dems are looking for an off-ramp with the Bidens and more rational people of the Republican, of the right of center, are looking for an off-ramp with this guy. Oh, you're going to get an off-ramp. You're going to get an off-ramp. But yeah, I wish the same effort would be put into the Biden crime syndicate. And it will, and even if it doesn't, It doesn't alleviate us from this, and Trump needs a swing. I hate that motherfucker. I'm America first, borders, language, and culture all day, every day. But I hate that motherfucker for what he has done. You know, so I'm gonna keep an eye on Coy. Coy, hopefully you come. You know, dude, I'm pretty straight up. I'm not looking for a gotcha. I'm really not, dude. I mean, I'm probably one of the most honest journalists that's ever approached you. You know that. We've spoke. I want to know what you think. I think you're crazy, dude. I'll tell you that, right? And I also got respect for you. So it'd just be interesting to get, you know, I think you're a relatively honest guy. I think you're a good dude, man. And I think I am too. And I think, you know what? I think it'd be really cool if you and I had a conversation, man. I really do think that would be cool. And again, I'm being honest with you. I think your cheese is falling off the cracker, and you know that. And I want to show that you're absolutely wrong. There's no doubt about that. But I'm a fair man, and I give you respect and kudos where that is deserved. And I don't think there's any other journalist that has done that to you, Coy. I also thought you were done dirty legally here in New Mexico, losing your position down there. Hey, these same people want Trump to run, even if he's got your own people that threw you out of office because now you got a felony conviction. Coy, well, that wasn't your people. That was the left that did that, right? Anyway, I don't think that should have happened to you. But, Rick, you're an hour late again. You're a dollar short. People want justice for all the bullshit that happened during the pandemic. Kennedy might be the guy for that. You know what, though? And I agree with you. And I haven't. My wife was telling me he was on Joe Rogan not recently. I need to go listen to what this guy is saying. But, we got to get off of this vendetta type, and I'm not picking on you, man. People want justice for all the bullshit that happened during pandemic. You know, I just seen a thing where Trump last night in his rally was talking about if he's elected, he promises to appoint the right DOJ to go after the Bidens. And I said in the comment, hey, what are you going to do about the national debt? Just looking forward a little bit, right? So I'm trying to stay away from all this back, because this is going to tear us up. If Trump is president, it's going to be 4 years of retribution, and we don't need that. It's not going to serve you. It's not going to serve me. It has nothing to do with America. It's going to tear us apart, man. We can't go back. What was done was done. And Trump was all about closing down the government, man. You know, so anyways, I said, what's he going to do about the debt? And here they all come, all the Breitbart people, you know. But you don't argue with those people. They're not rational. They're not even trying to be intellectually honest whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? So let's try to watch ourselves on this retribution campaign. We need to go forward. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, you forget the past or anything like that. But I want to know what we're going to do about all the illegal aliens in this country. That's what I want to know. Right? I want to know about our jobs and having jobs for people that can support themselves. That's what I want to know about. I want to know about this economic divide that's happening in our country. That's what I want to know about. Those are the things that are important to me. $3.50, $3.70 a gallon of gas. I mean, my truck out there, with the 454 is worse than a cocaine habit at this point. You know, that's what I want to know about. I retribution and all that kind of stuff. But that's what they want. They want vengeance, and that's what I'm saying. Look, there it is. We were talking about the ingredients. A bunch of people who want vengeance. A bunch of people who want vengeance, who think they have God on their side. This isn't hyperbole, people. This is real shit, man. We have all the ingredients for an explosive cocktail reminiscent of what happens in things like National Socialism of Nazism. I'm not joking. You have a bunch of people that want revenge, and they think they have God on their side. And they look to their charismatic leader to save them and the Republic. And they're willing to believe all kinds of stupid shit. Which means they're ripe to do all sorts of atrocities. See what I'm saying? Rick, $2. Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it. You know I do. Again, if you support independent journalism, if you support the news media, you're getting stuff here. You're not getting anywhere else. Let's have a mutually beneficial exchange for my efforts. A buck or two into the coffee jug. Head over to ChuckGines.com. Sign up for my membership over there. It's $4.99 a month. We talk about things we can't talk about here as well. I don't mean vengeance or anything. I know you don't. Let's just get to the bottom of it. No. I wasn't saying. But watch that hindsight looking, right? Because 2024 can't be about what happened in 2020. We got to go forward, man. And we also need, I mean, there was a lot. We could talk about all of the things with the pandemic. I mean, Jesus. America people rolled. It was disgusting. I feel you on the gas. Yeah, you know, that's what I want to know about. What's Trump going to do about the national debt? You know, like I said, it was funny. This is the stupid shit people do, right? So I leave a comment on the Breitbart thing about how he's going to get vengeance against the Bidens. He promises. Yeah! The frothing Christians say with their bloody Jesus sticks. Yeah! Get them! Watch out, baby. Watch out when they come at you with the cross, man. They'll nail you to that motherfucker. They'll nail you to it. You got to watch these people. So yeah, all of this hindsight looking, all of that vengeance, huh? And a charismatic leader says, I promise I will give you, I will make Germany great again. Spooky stuff, but true. Huh? Check out page 6 of Mark Meadows' book. Juxtapose page. Hey, Tim, open up a book, dude. Take your hat off so you can get some air on your. I'm bald, see, because it's hard to grow grass on a busy highway, Tim. Open up a book, Tim. Employ some common sense. Quit worrying about your money and your subscriber count and tell the fucking truth, dude. I'm challenging you here publicly anytime to a debate, bro. Anytime. And it ain't going to be some petty shit like you're doing with the damage report. I'm not talking about high school soap drama shit. I want to talk about this stuff. Man to man. I'm challenging you to step into the arena of ideas with Chuck Giants. The goal, the four corner pins on the arena of ideas are fact, logic, reason, context. And I challenge you anytime on these topics. And you won't do it. It'd be great for me because I'll get a bunch of your subscribers if you did. Huh? That would be great. Maybe I can make a little more money. It's not my main thing, but I do like getting paid for my work. We all deserve to get paid for our work. There's no doubt about that. But I promise to you, I will never knowingly lie, deceive, or put out false information. Period. But I'll add a little something to that. For money and power. I promise you that I will never intentionally present false information for money and power. It won't happen here. I will stand on a corner selling pencils out of a fucking cup before I knowingly lie to you so you give me a super chat tip. Or join my website. Won't happen. I promise you. All right, everybody. Tomorrow we have a really good one. We're going to look at the Babbitt case, the shooting. I got some good audios that we're going to be analyzing and taking. It's not really news, but a lot of these people like Coy Griffin actually consider her a martyr and that she was murdered. And again, I was hopefully Coy maybe will come on to the live stream. Coy, if you're listening, man, I can send you a link. We can talk about it together. You know, I've asked you all the questions on your Twitter feed, and but you're not responding to me. So, you know, which I'm a little bit disappointed in that, Coy, because you're usually open for. I know you're afraid of the media. They do you dirty, dude, but I'm not looking to do that. If you believe that shit, you believe that shit. I like to know why, how you get there. And I think it would be a good conversation, you and I. I really do. I think you do too. And I'll treat you fair. I'll treat you fair, Coy. I'll treat you. As a matter of fact, I mean, if you don't want to go live with this and you want to record it yourself, I'm fine with that. I'm not going to twist anything around to, you know, try to make you look bad or anything like that. I mean, your own silliness makes you look bad. I don't have to do anything like that. But I think it would be interesting to have someone with my perspective and someone with your perspective speak live. It'd be pretty unique. And again, I'll give you the more fair shake than any of the other news media has. I'm not them, man. I'm part of the new media. I have been a independent journalist, a blogger, and political commentator for 22 years. That's how long I've been doing this. Thank you all for your support. Look for that podcast tomorrow morning. We're also going to be doing some live streams this week on how to watch the news, because people are, you know, with all the bullshit out of there, how do you find out the truth? And that's a very good question. So I'm going to give some tips and tricks on how the average person who doesn't have 6 hours to listen to everything, how you can get better information and how to trust your own common sense and things like that. So we're going to do one on that, how to consume news, or at least how I consume news. And then I'm able to, like, give you names that nobody's giving you, connect things that nobody's connecting, right? Pretty unique content. The other thing that we're going to do, people are always interested. I'm fairly well read. I'm a self-educated man. I've read a lot of books, and people are always interested in books. And so I'm going to do my top 20 books. My wife was saying I should do one video on each of the books. And the first one, is one you wouldn't even think. You're probably thinking of some big philosophy book and stuff like that, but it's really not. So I don't know. I might do five at a time. I do all 20. I would be able to talk in depth about each of the books, but that would be 20 videos. But anyway, I'm going to do some sort of podcast this week listing my 20 most important and influential books that I have read. I got a bunch of books coming. I dropped some money this week on some more books as well, including Victor David Hansen's On the Dying Citizen. Really looking forward to getting that book. And there's a man to be listening to as well as Victor David Hansen. Like I said, the time that you're, if you're over watching the arguments between Tim Pool and the Damage Report, or if you're on Tim Pool seriously consuming news, you're really wasting your time, and you should replace that with someone like Victor David Hansen. Really. Unless you just like drama and soap operas, then head over to Tim Pool. All right, everybody, we've gone on an hour and 14 minutes. Be safe. I seen a bad accident yesterday on Interstate I-40. Be safe driving out there on those interstates. Don't be drinking and riding your motorcycles. Last week, I seen a very, very bad motorcycle. The people had just passed me on a blue Harley, and then about 10 miles down the road, oh, my God. And you think to yourself, you know, that, wow, when those people passed me, he was a lady on the back, and I thought, wow, they had no, you know, and that's us. It makes you think about your own mortality when you see something like that, because you're thinking, shit, man, when those guys passed me, they had no idea about how life was going to change just 10 miles down that road. I imagine they were killed. I don't know how they lived through that. That bike was an absolute, it looks like they went head on into a pickup truck. Which they were kind of assholes for passing me. Like that's, you know, anyway, so if you're out on their bikes out there, pay attention to motorcycles out there. But the thing that other people don't talk about, hey, motorcycle people, quit riding like assholes. You know what I'm saying? And quit with the drinking. 50% of all motorcycle incidences, the motorcycle rider was drinking. So don't blame it all on the cages. Yeah, you guys get off your fucking cell phones, look, pay attention to the motorcycles, and bikers, quit fucking riding like assholes and drinking. And we can all have a very, it bothers me. A long time ago, on the 4th of July, I was heading to a Schwagstock concert in Missouri, and there was a terrible accident with a baby in the baby seat. I'm sorry. Wow. It was one of those things where you think to yourself, wow, there was a family just going about their business and their life will never be the same. So pay attention out there. Don't be drinking. Take it easy. Go slow. Leave yourself enough time and pay attention. Let's not kill each other on the highways out there. And let's have a good week and see you guys Monday morning tomorrow for our little podcast on the Babbitt incident. All right, everybody.